On this day back in 1978, the Police released Roxanne as the first single from their debut album, Outlandish D'Amour. The song failed the chart, but then re-released in 1979 and did a bit better. The Police, of course, would go on to have a fantastic career. Sting, also a pretty decent solo career as well, you'd say. But on this day in 1978, the Police released this one, Roxanne. Sure, 48 Hours, the movie, sort of raised to new prominence as well with Eddie Murphy singing it. Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on this Wednesday. Thanks so much for joining us. SteveGruber.com for exclusive content and giveaways. At Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. Find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram, SCOTBERTRAM. Reaction, fallout continues from Major League Baseball's decision to move the All-Star game from Atlanta to Denver. Been talking a lot about this week. And the president, President Biden, I think it's best to play some sound bites and react off of those. President Biden yesterday took some questions from the media. And among the questions he was asked was whether or not the Masters should be canceled, should be moved out of Atlanta, or moved out of Georgia, I should say. It's at Augusta. Because why not? If baseball is forced to move its marquee event, coerced to, if he encouraged baseball to move their event, as he did, then why not golf? Why not the PGA? Why not the Masters? Shouldn't he encourage them to leave the Jim Crow state of Georgia? President Biden yesterday answering that question, cut one.
I think the Masters golf tournament should be moved out of Georgia.
I think that's up to the Masters. Look, it is reassuring to see that for-profit operations and businesses are speaking up about how these new Jim Crow laws are just antithetical to who we are. There's another side to it, too. The other side to it, too, is when they, in fact, move out of Georgia, the people who need the help the most, people who are making hourly wages, sometimes get hurt the most. I think it's a very tough decision for a corporation to make or a group to make. But I respect them when they make that judgment, and I support whatever judgment they make. But it's the best way to deal with this is for Georgia and other states to smarten up. Stop it. It's about giving people to vote.
President Joe Biden yesterday acting as if he had nothing to do, nothing at all to do with baseball moving its All-Star game, when we have all heard, played it this week, his ESPN interview where he literally says, I encourage baseball to do this. They should. His first answer, hey, it's up to the Masters, which again is not what he said about Major League Baseball. He directed the most powerful man, the president, weighed in and said baseball should do this, taking a more hands-off approach with the Masters, lying again by calling Georgia's election laws the new Jim Crow, which again is ridiculous because the provisions that people are objecting to in Georgia essentially are the same in Colorado, where baseball has moved the All-Star game. In fact, there's more days of early voting in Georgia than in Colorado. Now the goalposts are moving very quickly. Now Colorado is great because they mail a ballot to everyone in Colorado. So if you're not mailing ballots to every voter in your state, you now are part of Jim Crow on steroids. That is how fast the goalposts are moving. And the president there saying, well, you know who gets hurt here? Business owners. Maybe he should have considered that before encouraging baseball to move the game from Atlanta to somewhere else, which happens to be Denver. Yes, the only people being hurt here. We talked about this yesterday. It's not Major League Baseball yet, although I guess we'll see. It's not the players or the owners. It's the business owners of Atlanta who have this game taken away from them and a potential $100 million impact Let's an Atlanta TV station, Fox Atlanta, did a piece yesterday, sort of laying out the timeline here. None of this happened until the president weighed in and said baseball should move the game. This is Fox Atlanta's report yesterday. Cut one.
Baseball fell in line with companies like Georgia-based Coca-Cola and Delta, which called out the GOP-backed voting law there following pressure from Democratic activists and President Biden himself.
I would strongly support them doing that.
But even the left-leaning Washington Post gave Biden four Pinocchios for his characterization of the law, which in some ways actually expands voter access while giving controversial new authority to the state legislature. Major League Baseball is facing blowback from conservatives who say the criticism is unfair, and the White House is now playing down Biden's role.
He was not dictating for what Major League Baseball should do, that they should dictating they should move the All-Star game. That was their decision.
And one Georgia official estimates this move may cost the state some $100 million. In Washington, Doug Luzader for Good Day Atlanta.
That's Fox Atlanta's report, putting the pieces together and showing through audio, the president encouraging baseball, the most powerful man in the country, encouraging baseball to make the move. Jen Psaki at the White House then saying, well, he wasn't dictating. And the consequences of those actions, regular, everyday Atlanta business owners being hurt, losing out on $100 million in economic activity. And Rob Manfred, not poor Rob Manfred, he's out on an island. No one else is moving games out of Georgia. No one else is making sacrifices. No one's calling on the Masters to move. The president even saying, hey, you know, that's up to the Masters. And he's getting blowback from former commissioners of baseball. We'll have that story later on in today's program. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.